With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC. When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Monday, March 18th, and we are here trying to help you navigate your financial waters. Maybe they're smooth, maybe they're choppy. Whatever is going on for you, we would love to chat about it. All you need to do is go to the website, jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button, and just let us know if you want to come on the air with us. Check that box. It's so easy to do. Now, while you are on the website, it is very important that you do this today. You must subscribe to Jill on Money Live, either today or tomorrow, in order to be able to join us for our next webinar. It is with the much published and powerful Cal Newport. He is an author. He's actually an academic by life, and he writes books. He writes for The New Yorker. He has a new book out, and I am so excited to share some time with him and with you. The book is called Slow Productivity, The Lost Art of Accomplishment Without Burnout. So it's been reviewed in the New York Times. I have a little blurb by someone in the Financial Times. Everybody wants this book because we are all consumed by this idea that we have to be more productive. But how can you possibly sustain that? Cal is going to share some of the wisdom from his book when he joins us for our webinar, which is tomorrow night. Okay, so how much is this going to cost you? It's going to cost you $35, and that $35 will give you access to Cal, as well as the next three quarterly webinars, as well as the back catalog of last year's webinars, and bonus video content. $35 only because Mark couldn't really figure out how to charge you more easily. You know, I appreciate that, Mark. I like a low paywall. So I hope you guys join us. It is going to be a blast. And for $35 for a full year, I think it's well worth it. All right, let's get to our listener. It is Brian, who's on the line from the Garden State, New Jersey. Hello, Brian. How are you?
Great. How are you guys today?
You're very low key. Tell us why. What's so, you seem, either you just have some edibles or what happened?
No, I'm coming down with a little cold. My son's sick.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, tell us what we can do for you.
So we kind of have a dilemma. My wife and I have some cash on the sidelines that we're looking to invest, but just they're not sure where to put it. We have an advisor who's not sure, doesn't really want to put it into the market this year, I guess because of the election.
What? Because of the election? Who cares about that? That's a dumb reason. But okay. All right, fine. Let's move on from that. I don't want to trash your advisor right so early in our conversation. How much cash is on the sidelines, Brian?
There is $500,000 sitting in a couple high-yield savings accounts.
How did this money – like, where did this money come from? Did you inherit it? Was it a lump sum? Did you, like – kill it on something, you know, buy something, sell something? How did $500,000 accumulate?
Just over the years, my wife and I saving. So a little bit of the money was left to me a few years ago, and just being good savers and just putting it away over the years and just not knowing, nervous and not knowing what to do with it.
Okay. And Brian, how old are you?
I am 40 years old.
40. And what about your wife?
She is 38.
Do you guys have children?
Yes.
How old are they?
We have a 6 and a 4-year-old.
Do you have money saved for them for education in the future?
Yes, we do. We have 529 plans for both of them, mm-hmm. and they have about 20,000.
20,000 each?
Yes.
Okay, great. Are you guys both working? One staying home? What's happening?
Yes, both work.
Okay. How much do you guys earn?
Total, roughly $250.
Okay. And are you both making contributions to retirement plans based on that?
My wife is maxing out her 401k.
Mm-hmm.
Where I work now, I don't have one.
Oh, startup land?
No, just a small company doesn't offer it. Okay. I don't offer it yet.
So are you putting money away in anything on your own behalf?
No.
Okay. So she's, and is her 401k pre-tax or Roth?
Mostly pre-tax.
Uh-huh. How much money is in that account now?
$800,000.
Wow. You just like flip off hundreds of thousands of dollars with very little emotion. $800,000 pre-tax. How much would you say is in the Roth?
100 probably.
Okay. Do you have old retirement accounts that are somewhere?
I do. Yes.
What do you got?
I do have, it's an old 401k, and that one is $300,000.
Okay. Is it still at the plan provider, or have you rolled it into an IRA rollover?
It is still at the plan provider. Uh-huh. And that was another thing, what to get that out of there, maybe.
Maybe not. And what about in brokerage account or cash on hand? The stuff that's already been taxed, what assets do you have there?
The $500,000 cash and a brokerage account is just around $50,000.
And where do you guys do that?
That is a Vanguard fund.
Great. Okay, perfect. So, Brian, house renting, owning, what do you got?
Yes, we own a house, the mortgage on it. We still have about $200,000 left.
Mm-hmm. What's the interest rate?
3.5.
Okay, great. And what do you guess the house is worth? I know you're probably not selling it anytime soon, but what's the estimate?
Like $600,000.
Okay. When you save for college for you guys, for these kids, are you trying to save to pay for a public or a private education?
Really didn't have one picked out, but we plan on not paying for all of it. We plan on like having them take a loan out.
You want them to suffer? Did you suffer?
Suffer a little bit.
Oh, I love that when people say to me, skin in the game. I'm like, okay, that's fine for a poker game. The kids are not going to be happy. But you're right. I understand why. You said you have an advisor. What is this advisor doing for you? Is this a fee-only advisor? Is this an advisor for the brokerage fund? Like, where is this person inserting his or her influence on you?
It's another account, advisor, tax-managed account. So I do the Vanguard fund, but the advisor does the other fund.
And how much is in there?
$300,000.
My God, you're so low key and you got like more than $1 million.
And he's 40.
And he's 40. So I'm kind of freaking out about that. Is this an advisor? Okay. How do we pay the advisor?
I think the total fee comes out to a little over 1%, 1.1, 1.2.
So it's just a straight percentage of assets under management.
Yes.
Did the advisor do an actual financial plan for you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So does that mean you have life insurance as well? Do you have that already taken care of?
Yes. All that's taken care of.
What do you have in terms of insurance? How much and what kind?
Just life insurance.
Yeah, like term life?
Term, yeah.
Yep. Okay.
It's a $2 million policy.
Okay. And for both on each of you?
That is just my wife.
Mm-hmm. She's the one who's really more important also. And yours is how much?
It's $70,000. It's just through work.
Is the differential so huge between your income? Like if you were to drop dead, aren't we worried about that? How much do you earn? Like out of the $250,000, what's you, what's her?
Oh, mine is the roughly $40,000.
Okay. Even so, can you buy more through work or not? Probably not, since you don't even have a 401k.
No.
I think you need more life insurance. Even if you were to drop dead, your wife would probably still need some extra money, help, something. Mark, how much more life insurance on poor Brian, who who doesn't value his own life.
Considering how much money they have, I mean, there's no reason why, just for the heck of it, he should go get $1 million.
I would think. I mean,
it's not going to be expensive.
Yeah. I mean, you don't smoke, do you?
No.
All right. So if you can, I would get some cheap term life insurance, even if it's just like for 10 years.
Okay.
Really, 10, 15, 20. Go look at what it's very cheap for you. You're healthy. You're young. Okay. Estate documents are in place. You got a will. You have a power of attorney. Okay, good.
Yep. All taken care of.
All right. So can I understand about the advisor for a second? So how did you get involved with this person?
Just for a recommendation from a friend. Someone. Yeah. Uh-huh.
But you feel comfortable managing the Vanguard account on your own?
Yes. Yeah.
And is it just, tell me what's in that Vanguard account.
That has a few stocks and some large cap, small cap, and some dividend funds.
Okay. But they're just plain old Vanguard funds. They're not like, are you buying index funds mostly, or are they using?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So is there any reason why you think this advisor is worth 1.1% a year and you're not? Like, I feel like you should just blow that advisor out. And first of all, the idea that someone would say to you, let's wait till after the election, that is incredible to me. And I don't think that that's why I would do anything. And also, unless you tell me that you need some part of this 500 grand within the next 5 years, which I don't think you do, given everything you've said, I don't think that that makes any sense to me, which is why I want to fire this person. Here's what I would do with the 500. Are you in the New Jersey 529 plan?
No, it is.
I get a guess. Let me guess. that this is something like the Rhode Island 529 plan that the advisor put you in.
No, I don't.
Oh, thank God.
I can't find a paperwork. It may be like Virginia or
but
somewhere.
But is this a plan that the advisor put you in?
Yes.
Oh, mm-hmm. God. Okay.
You get a tax deduction to use the New Jersey plan.
This is why I'm going to fire this guy. I don't usually say that, do I? I really don't. Now, what you need to do, number one, is you need to go to the New Jersey 529 plan, which is called the NJ Best. What you can do is, I'm pretty sure you can just roll that other money into the old 529s into this new 529. The New Jersey taxpayers, your gross income has to be 200 grand or less. I don't know if that's household or individual. You'll have to check on this. I mean, just to be clear, this may make me want her to keep putting pre-tax money.
Right,
in.
Exactly. Get them
okay.
below that threshold.
So if she's putting in, maxing out her retirement account, you guys, do you file itemized or do you deductions? Do you file with the standard? Do you know?
No, it's just a standard.
Can they get down? I'm looking. So that's 30. I think they can almost make 200. We'll have to look. We'll see. Anyway, what I would like you to try to consider is trying to get this tax deduction if you can. And by the way, I think you should also think about the fact that you've got this 500 grand. So I would start putting some more money into these 529s up front. This was the big miss on the advisor's desk, which is I got 500 grand that's accumulating in a high yield savings account. You could keep that same 500 grand inside of a 529 plan, which is not going to be tapped for, you know, more than a decade, and grow tax free. So I think you guys, at the very least, should start to think about maybe pre-funding the 529s. Would you be okay if we just said to you, I think you'll probably be able to do this, but let's say I said, out of the 500, I want you to put 100 in the four-year-old's account and 100 in the six-year-old's account. Would you be okay with that?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Good. So what I think you should do is that 100 enough, Mark? If we're not sure if Mr. Skin in the Game wants these kids to help, is 100 enough or should it be more?
I would start with 100. I mean, they're still young. You know, you've got time for this money to grow.
Okay. So number one, move the 529 accounts from Virginia and, well, let me go bigger picture. Number one, fire the advisor. Number two, take the 529 money and roll it into the New Jersey plan. Get someone on the phone there. Say, we want to make a lump sum deposit into this account. It will come first from their old 20 grand in each of the old plans, and we want to put an additional 100 grand in. What do we need to do, or is there a tax document we need to file? They'll tell you that. So now I only have 300 grand in savings, right? So I'm going to take the 300 from your tax managed. I'm going to roll it into your brokerage account at Vanguard. Now you've got 350 there. If you're really nervous about dumping all this money in at once, what I would do is I would say, you know what? Maybe I'm right. Maybe I'm wrong. But at the very least, let me get going. So if you're really nervous, you can just do like 15 or 20 grand a month. I personally would do 50 grand a month and get this thing invested. If your advisor's right and the market falls apart, so be it. You're in it for a long time. You don't need this money. And you're going to keep working, right? How much longer do you think you're going to work? You've got kids who are 6 and 4 years old. Aren't you going to work till they're in college?
Oh, yeah, 65.
Okay. And by the way, I mean, not so terrible that you actually have this money that's built up. It's great. You're awesome savers. But we have to be a little bit more intentional about getting it to work for you. And, you know, even just sitting around and waiting like, oh, I'm going to wait for the election, which, again, a ridiculous statement. I remember what happened last election. That was the shock when everyone's like, oh, the market's going to crater if Donald Trump wins. And they were right for like 5 hours, because I know I was reporting every single hour about the futures market and then the markets came back. So I don't think the markets are going to actually collapse in any way, shape or form. Could be in the short term. Sure, you could have a week or 2 weeks if like there's a contested election, but you've got a 20-year horizon. There's nothing you're doing with your money within 20 years then. Come on, we have to be better about getting that money to work. So pick the number that you and your wife can feel good about. Like if you say, honey, I want to start putting 50 grand a month. And she's like, holy moly, that scares me. Then say, all right, how's 40? Like, what's the number that's okay? And let's get it to work. You're in great shape. You're unbelievable. You really are. Is there anything I'm missing, Mark Talercio?
No, I mean, it's incredible that 40, 38 years old, they've saved all this money essentially on their own.
It's amazing.
It's pretty impressive.
It's so impressive.
And you know, they live in a high cost of living area. They're making good money. They're not knocking it out of the ballpark. It's crazy how much they've saved.
Yeah. You don't live very big. Do you know how much you actually spend every month?
I do not, but we live way below our means. Drive used cars.
Don't you have any hobbies? Don't. What's your hobby? Oh, we walk. You know, like, what do you do? How do you get, where's all, you know what their hobby is? Watching their interest statements get bigger and bigger every single year.
Taking care of the kids.
Oh, yeah. taking, wait till that, and it's only going to get worse, but I think that you guys are in such good shape. I really feel strongly for everyone listening. When you have an advisor who is suggesting that you use a 529 plan that is not your state plan, the thing to ask the advisor is, wait, should I use my state plan? Because you weren't making 250 grand for all this time while the money was being, you know, while you were gathering up this high yield savings. So it seems to me that somebody is missing an opportunity to save you money on taxes. That's a yellow flag. The red flag is they put you in a plan that's not your state's plan and they get paid on it. So I think that the clues that have been laid out for us would help us deduce that you don't need this person. You're fine. You guys are great. If you need somebody, you know, once you're in Vanguard, you can certainly take them up on the Vanguard personal advisor if you really wanted somebody. Sure, great. Then, you know, you can get a, maybe, you know, it may not be a customized retirement plan, but it'll be a CFP. And I don't know, that could be something that's really helpful. You know, the Vanguard personal service advisor, I think their minimum is still 50 grand. If you're feeling a little skittish and you want someone else to help you out, maybe talk to someone there. But otherwise, I think you can do it. I think you can do this on your own. I think everything is going to be great for you. You're in amazing shape. That's your overall messaging here. I think we can fix the other things. If you have follow-up questions, do not hesitate. Get back in touch with us. Okay, Brian?
All right, great. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Are you being sold a 529 plan that's not your state's plan? Is someone telling you to try to time the market? Because guess what? Advisors are terrible at timing the market. And anyone who tells you they can, they just can't. So if that's being sold to you as some sort of feature or benefit of what someone's service is for you, love to hear from you. Get in touch with us. Go to jillonmoney.com, click the contact us button, and write us a note. If you want to come on the air, check the box. While you're on the website, don't forget, we've got the YouTube show, Jill on Money, powered by The Compound. You can check out what it looks like to be with Ed Slott in a studio. It is remarkable. All right. We thank you so much for joining us. You can subscribe to Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. And we love to have you leave a rating and review wherever you listen. Lift someone up, change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.